Good afternoon and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement Call taking place on Thursday, 15th of this 2016 at 1600 UTC. On the call today, on the English channel, we have Glenn McKnight, Maureen Hilliard, Wolf Ludwig, John Lepris, Irio Lancipuro, and Bartlett Morgan. On the Spanish channel, we have Marisa Aguero. And currently, we don't have anyone on the French channel. We have received apologies from Dave Anantilaxing, Cheryl Langdonor, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Isaac Maposa, Ellen Greenberg, and Ferran Donde. I just would like to add that Javier Rojovet has joined us as well. And from staff we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Nazlar. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David, and our French interpreters are Isabel and Camila. Finally, if I could please remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And over to you, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. It's Glenn McKnight, one of the co-chairs, and I think the only co-chair on this call today. I have to send the regrets. Olivier is in transit, and Dev has a family issue that he has to deal with, so I wish him well. Folks, this is going to be a fairly short call unless we get inventive and we talk about other stuff, but I do see some very interesting people on the call still, which I think will always be up. I apologize, Maureen. Maureen is in attendance as well, so Maureen, I'm going to lean on you as one of the co-chairs to keep me straight and narrow on the topic today, so thank you. Welcome, Maureen. Okay, folks, the first topic today was going to be the at-large community onboarding session. I'm not sure if anyone on this call is aware of this, and because both Bren and Isaac has sent their apologies, and Dev was actually involved with it as well. So I want to just open it to the floor. If anyone is familiar with the onboarding process, perhaps Sylvia can actually add something as well, but I did not attend this event. This was a project that they did in Hyderabad, so I'll just turn to staff or anyone else that attended those sessions. Didn't please put your hand up. Maureen, were you in attendance of the onboarding session? Okay, I don't see anything. Can you, I just want to do a sound check. Can you folks hear me or not?
Hi, Glenn. This is Isham. I can perfectly hear you.
Okay. Bartlett, I noticed you just put a link in. Thank you. Bartlett, were you in attendance on the onboarding?
I wasn't in attendance. My knowledge perhaps is limited as most of the rest of you. Just broadly, informally, I would have spoken to Varane about it. She gave me a very broad overview of it, but I don't think I'm in a position to sort of relay that with any confidence right now.
Okay. Thank you, Bartlett. I'm not putting you on the spot, by the way. Thank you for your comments. Okay, we're going to table this since none of us are that cognizant of it, and we'll table it to the next meeting. Okay, we're going to move quickly to the next item. The next item is going to be the at-large outreach and events, and I want to start off with a preamble on that. Recently, a very large number of us were at the IGF Mexico. In fact, Maureen, myself, Olivier, Alan, Dev, Satish, oh gosh, Maureen, am I forgetting anyone in the list? But there was approximately maybe 9-10 of us at the IGF Mexico, and many of us were actually doing sessions. And just as a quick observation, and Olivier has been communicating with staff on this, but we didn't have any brochures. We didn't organize. Going to the IGF site, we really should have requested a if we had our act together, we should have requested a booth, and that's done roughly 6 months in advance. But we didn't have a booth. We didn't have any coordinated effort for at large. And I just want to throw that out. And Maureen, as I believe she's the only other one on the call right now, that can we actually talk about the fact that we need to get our act together on the on this type of thing. So, Maureen, do you have any comments? Oh, sorry. Satish is on the line as well. Either Satish and Maureen. I'm not getting any voice. They may be just chatting. Okay, so Satish has agreed that... So I'm going to suggest as an action item, Sylvia, please, is that we have a coordinated effort, and what we need to do is in the finance and budget request for the IGF, this kind of large-scale event, that we do something. And I have to observe that NCUC were incredibly coordinated, and they had a booth. They had a lot of people power at the at their booth. They had a very good presence in terms of the sessions. So I believe we were, I guess, in many ways, like a bride left at the altar sort of analogy. We really were there, but we were invisible. And the ICANN booth was not that helpful to us. It was a sort of an aggregating place for people to meet that were staff, but it wasn't coordinated, and we didn't have any, like I said, we didn't have any brochures or any effective way to communicate. And I believe Adam is on the call. Adam, did you want to address that issue at all? I feel like I'm talking to myself today. No one is responding to my request. Okay, it looks like Alan is Adam is not able to talk. Adam, are
you
there?
Glenn.
Yes.
Hi, Glenn. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah. Apologies, I was on listen-only mode. Yes, I mean, the NCUC went through the usual additional financial request, and as you probably know, that is dependent on submitting workshop proposals, which the IGF process then either accepts or rejects, and they had two proposals that were accepted. As a result, they were able to send, I believe it was two supported travelers for that meeting. They also funded one additional traveler out of their own funds. On all the other people you saw there from the NCUC were there because it's the type of meeting that they already attend. Avery Doria is a member of the MAG, UC, you know, people like that. So that it's because it's the kind of meeting that their member organizations and individuals already attend at Fazmay Badi and Milton Muller and so on. They just knew to ask for a booth in advance, which you, of course, could do. But there was no payment for the booth, for the NCUC booth. But to get supported travelers, you would, I believe, and this may change for next year, I believe you would put in a request for, you know, you would propose a workshop, and if that workshop were accepted, then ICANN has previously provided a couple of funded slots so that people can attend. I'm not sure if that would be the same for next year, but this was how it has worked in the past. So I hope that's helpful. I've no information about the ICANN staff booth, the ICANN overall booth. It was quite busy and people were going there. I think you could have had materials there had it been previously arranged. This is something we should coordinate better for next year in Geneva. So let's make sure that we do it next year. Sorry to ramble on a little bit, but that's the explanation as I understand it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. One second, John. Let me respond. It's Glenn for the record. I think you've nailed it. I think we were caught with our pants down, as an expression. We didn't have coordinated effort. I do have to point out in the chat, Satish did have brochures, but I didn't see them on the ICANN table. I did a session with Dev, Ganella, myself, Olivier, and Satish, but it wasn't really applicable to the what our mandate is as ALAC. It was on free and open source software, or FOSS, in the last billion. It was a nice topic, but it wasn't, you know, really didn't promote. It didn't give people an opportunity to get to know us. But like I said, we need to get our act together for the next round in the finance and outreach. I think we have a real message to say. People, and welcome Renata to the call. Olga, for example, was in multiple sessions, and she did a great job in obviously promoting the Southern School of Internet Governance, which it goes without saying, but I think we need to understand what marketing and promotion is, to be honest, I never really met anyone from North America. Mind you, I was not there because of at large. Inadvertently, I did talk to people about Norello, but generally speaking, I was there because of Diplo. I was not sponsored. Judith was there as well, but she was not sponsored. She was with the State Department. A few of us were, and I don't know which ones they were, but they did their job based on the application. So thank you so much, Adam, and I hope we, as this committee, can coalesce a solid rationale in what we will do. Now, I just want to share with you, at the last ICANN event we did in Toronto, we did have a booth. Norello had an outreach booth, and we coordinated every single member that was sponsored. They were obligated to put in at least an hour, and we had multiple hours of people at that booth, and it was near... it was a fantastic, successful outreach effort because people came to us assuming we were ICANN information booth. So we inadvertently had an opportunity to talk to a lot of people. So I hope we can rectify this. But thank you again. Let me turn to John. John LaPrise, please.
John LaPrise for the record. Well, a couple things. First of all, I would say that there's, as Glenn said, there's no reason for us to be caught with our pants down. It's not like IGF is a new thing. So that's point one. Point two, IGF is, you know, a global staple of the of internet governance meetings. There's no reason why we shouldn't allocate perhaps even crop funding to designate attendees from all the Rallos to basically attend and man a ALAC booth at IGF, either having one person from each Rallo or two for the length of the IGF, or go in shifts. So we'd have representation from all the Rallos, and I would say what you do is you vet the people on the front end to make sure that they can actually represent at large. And then all the qualified candidates go into a lottery, and they're randomly selected so that you have an even pull from each region. So then we have global representation, global representation in both senses of the word, manning the booth for IGF. I think it's sufficiently important that we need to push this up the ladder or the chain or whatever. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, John. I can't disagree at all in what you've said. So anybody want to respond to Adam or John's comments? Okay. I just want to ask Maureen and Satish, I don't know if you have audio, but since they are the other two that were attending the IGF, is there any comments you guys want to state? And I'm not sure if they have audio. Sorry. Okay, just waiting. Just give us a sec. Okay, it doesn't seem so. Okay, so as an action item, I think we need to probably have, within this outreach and engagement committee, a Google Doc to start off with in the template for next year and actually have a solid rationale, and John has stated why we do what we do. I just want to point out one of the comments in the chat, and Adam said that the NCUC were so successful they got 15 new members. Now, if that has never been part of our crop strategy in terms of having tangible metrics, But when you walk away with 15 new members from one event, that's success. And I would anticipate that we would strive for the same kind of numbers or success, whether they are ALSs or in some rails unaffiliated. In our case with Norello, we've been extremely successful, and it's a little understated in terms of the information, but we've been very successful getting unaffiliated members in the past 6 months with our crop program. But we look forward to some ideas. So I just want to check the Skyping case, other comments. Satisha said, we're trying for at-large delegation IGF in the future. And also Maureen has stated, I was part of the ICANN booth in Bali, and it was a pretty inclusive team, and I had a job of doing supervisory schedule. I'm not sure what we're doing in Mexico. Okay, so long story short, we don't want to belabor this issue because I want to turn to more positive outreach and initiatives that we want to do, and this is where I'm glad to see Jean-Jacques Sahel, welcome, and Adam on this call, and how we as a group can actually work in tandem in outreach to the civil society. And so I want to put closure to this this topic. Any other final comments on the IGF Mexico before we move on? I'm just looking at hands. Anyone on a Digo? I can't see your hand if you're on a Digo. Okay, fine. Thank you so much, everyone, on this topic. Let's move on. At-large outreach events. So one of the things, and I'm going to ask Sylvia or Yazim, can you please put up the team up calendar? This is crucial for every one of our RALOs. The representative on this committee needs to glean the information from your ALSs on what events they're doing. In terms of at large, we've changed, in terms of Norello, we have changed our orientation of our monthly meetings to push up what people are doing, what events they've done, what events that they're showcasing, so that the rest of the community can know what people are doing. Now, this team up, yes, it's slightly turned the wrong way. Okay, there we go. So each of you have an access to go into this. Not everybody, but each of you, the co-chairs have access, so you can enter into every one of the cells what events that are coming up. So if you are gleaning the event calendars for whether it's IEEE or ISOC or IGF or any event, pop them into this calendar. Obviously, you really want to do some small-scale stuff too, but this calendar is a very important tool to share with the community on what you're doing. So that is the first thing. Now, I want to talk about for a few minutes about particularly outreach efforts. This is a good time to start also planning for the next ICANN meeting. So we have coming up in 2017, we have three events. In first one is going to be in Urello. Unfortunately, Olivier, is there anyone else on Urello that can talk about any outreach efforts that will be our plan for Copenhagen? I don't see anyone. But I'll just open it up to the floor. Let's just talk about the first ICANN meeting that will be coming up and how we can coordinate some special effort. I'm sorry, I just noticed that Isaac popped up. Isaac, are you on voice as well? I see him in Adobe Connect. Isaac? Isaac is one of the presenters that were on item number two, and if he is able to do it, we'll circle the wagons back to the onboarding session. Just asking Isaac to respond. Isaac, can you hear me? Okay. When he responds, I'm not sure if this is a problem with everybody's phone today, but this is challenging. So back to the Copenhagen effort. So I want to open it up to the floor to people to give suggestions on outreach and engagement in Copenhagen. Any suggestions? I'll look at the hands. Okay, John, please.
John LaPrice for the record. I think one thing, I mean, I was in Hyderabad, but I think for Copenhagen, It's important that we work to ensure, and I don't know how much freedom we have here, but to make sure that people who are responsible for specific issues are able to actually make their sessions and work around trying to or avoid conflicts in timing, especially if it's a conflict between an issue session versus an at-large session. You know, we don't have as much control over the issue sessions as we do our own sessions, but we should be mindful of when those issue sessions are and make sure we can get our people to the sessions they're responsible for. Thank you.
Let me ask you a qualifying question. This is Glenn for the Rector, John. Are you, because we have in our MOUs, we have two responsibilities as RALOs. One is outreach and engagement, and second is policy submissions. So, and they're not necessarily in harmony. Because you brought up issue sessions, how do you deal with the conflict with the two mandates?
I don't think there is a conflict, especially at an ICANN. Oops, sorry. I don't think there's a conflict, especially at an ICANN meeting. Sorry, John LaPriest for the Record. At an ICANN meeting, how do I put this? We don't have a lot of outreach, and I don't say that to be petty, but the people who are at ICANN generally know who at-large are. So we're not doing a lot of evangelism there. Our evangelism is in the wider world. When we're at an ICANN meeting, I think the weight of our effort should be devoted to policy because that's where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and where policy groups come together to meet, and that's where we can have greatest influence in those face-to-face meetings. But in terms of outreach and evangelism, yeah, we might hold a social evening and invite people to learn more about at-large, but I think for the most part, our outreach efforts and engagement efforts should be directed outside of the ICANN circle because we are literally at-large. So I don't see a conflict. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. I have Urals. Thank you. He's part of he's the GAC representative liaison, and he's part of your role. So I'll turn to you, Urals.
Yeah, this is Uriel Anshipuro. Thank you. Just one point in Scandinavia, in what is called the Nordic countries, the Finnish ice hockey is actually the only, there is no at-large structures in Denmark, Norway, or Sweden, or Iceland for that matter. So that whatever we do in the way of outreach in Copenhagen, I think that could be also an opportunity to, you know, to talk to people and see if somebody, for instance, the local ISOC chapters, would be interested in becoming ALSE. Thank you.
Thank you, Jarls. Let me ask you a question. Is there an ISOC Denmark?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just ask you directly from what your RELO strategies are in terms of outreach. Do you guys have a strategy yet for what you will be doing? Remember what they did in Morocco in terms of outreach to university students, bringing university students, the efforts that they did in Morocco for outreach. Is this something you guys are considering, or I guess we're just trying to get some guidance from you guys?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, so we need to have some coordinated effort, and perhaps working with Jean-Jacques and Adam, we can start moving towards some kind of check marks of what we will do leading up to the event. Some of the ideas are booths. Some of the other ideas now. I just need to fill you in, and thank you, Janice, for joining the call today. A couple of years ago, we noticed that we really didn't do much for outreach to Next Gen. In fact, we never met the Next Gen at all. And the efforts with the fellows were just popping in for 10 minutes like everyone else and leaving. And virtually none of the at-large would go to the fellows' cocktail parties. They really didn't get to know the fellows, and I don't think they really understood the depth of the opportunity of members of the fellowship community, which are a very good potential group. In fact, many of our leaders and volunteers within at-large actually came from the fellowship program. So we have... We need to acknowledge the efforts that we did to NextGen in India. Dev and I and Maureen ran a session for NextGen. It was a packed room, and it was like 6 o'clock in the evening. So we were extremely pleased with that success. I think we've made some inroads in terms of, obviously going not too far out of our community and looking at the NextGen and fellows to actually make them aware of who we are, rather than just a 5 or 10 minute spiel. I just want to read you Janice's comments. Are there statistics from Morocco outreach that the investment in research led to engagement? Thank you, Janice. I wish I knew that, but there's no one on the call right now. Aziz and Tijani were responsible for those outreach efforts, and that's a very good question. I think I'm going to ask Celia, please put that as an action item, that we contact both those gentlemen and ask them to give comment on that. So I think the metrics are important. What do we get for the bang for the buck? I'd like to welcome Olivier. Olivier, are you on voice or Adobe? See him in the Adigo room. Okay. For the benefit of Olivier, he's one of the co-chairs. Olivier, we've actually talked about the IGF in Mexico. The second item today was going to be on community onboarding. We tabled that, but Isaac has joined us. He'll be giving an update in a minute. What we're talking about systematically, we're talking about our ICANN outreach, starting with Copenhagen. Since you are part of Eurelo and the chair of Eurelo, could you actually talk to us about what plans are? Euros has made some comments about the outreach to the ISOC chapters. Is there anything, Olivier, can you talk about in terms of the ICANN outreach coming up in the Copenhagen meeting in March? I don't hear Olivier. Olivier, can you hear me? Okay, sorry, folks. I'm not getting Olivier. He's not chatting in the box, so I'm not getting any update from Olivier. Is there anyone else that wants to talk about what we're planning on doing or what we should do at the... And all suggestions are welcome, whether they're financial or otherwise. And I know if we say get people to do more volunteerism, you're going to hear hell for that from some quarters, but that's okay. We can handle that. Any other suggestions or comments about the Copenhagen meeting?
Glenn? Hello?
Hi.
Can I
hear a hello? Who is that?
This is Wolf speaking.
Ah, thank you, Wolf. Can you... speak up a little bit and actually talk about Eurelo's outreach strategies for the coming Copenhagen meeting. Thanks, Will, for joining. Hello, Will. I heard
hello?
A hello from Wolf, and that's all I heard.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, Wolf.
Yeah. We have a general outreach strategy at Eurelo over a couple of years already, and we had some regional emphases for our outreach activities like the annual Eurodig, etc. But we have not discussed so far anything particular for the Copenhagen meeting. So this is still in the pipeline, and there may be some ideas like involving the Danish ISOC chapter, etc., but there is nothing in particular which is planned so far. Great. Does this help?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Wolf. I'm not putting you on the spot. The purpose of this discussion on outreach events is to actually ask the community at large, and since it's the next ICANN is in Europe, I'm asking the community at large to give their suggestions and ideas as well. Olivier is going to join us on voice. He's being dialed out right now. Just to make sure that Isaac is still on the call, we're going to circle back to you, Isaac, in 1 second, so be prepared to, if you have any slides, make sure the staff has it, so when you talk about the onboarding pilot, please. Okay, so I'm still expecting Olivier. So, Olivier, are you able to join us?
Yes, Glenn, hi. Olivier Capanablon speaking. I am indeed on the call now, but I was just typing that I've missed the first part of the call, unfortunately. I was going through airport security and other things. So, but I'm here now.
Okay, Olivier, I'm going to put you on the spot on two things. I want you to, first of all, talk about your, and thank you, Wolf, and you're always forgiving. And it's really not, we don't expect any hard-nosed facts on dates and times and deliverables yet on outreach for Copenhagen. But if you want to share with your perspective on doing some outreach for Copenhagen, we have Jean-Jacques Zahil and Adam Peake on the line as well, and we hope to work with them closely as well for the outreach. So is there any insights that you would like to share that's different than Wolf and Jarl's?
Thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I'm not quite sure what Wolf has shared with you. There is one thing that is currently going on, and that's a discussion with Rife NCC, the Regional Internet Registry for Europe. And one of the ideas is to be able to advance negotiations with them so as to end up signing an MOU with them in Copenhagen. That would obviously be something that we would be doing in public. But it really all depends on whether we'll be able to make tracks until then and whether they are amenable to going forward with this. I have started discussions with them, both face-to-face and by email, and things are taking shape, but it's still very early to be able to share any info on that. With regards to outreach, specifically in Copenhagen, I don't have any specific plans at the moment. We still have time, of course, to make up some plans. I do realize that there are, well, certainly the fellowship has been announced, and there are quite a few fellows from around Europe. I think that we should be able to do something with the fellows. We definitely need to engage them early. And I've noticed that the country distribution across Europe for all these fellows is pretty good. So we definitely will be able to have those fellows, and if not signing them up as at-large structures, if we haven't got an at-large structure nearby, we could certainly point them towards individual membership, which, by the way, is, I'm told, is growing quite well at the moment. And the number of members listed on the website, on the individual members' website, is actually lower than the number of people that have now signed up. So that's definitely a growth that we're seeing in the region.
Great, thank you.
More than that, I can't really share. I haven't got any further information, but I would certainly appreciate if we're given some suggestions as to what we could do.
Thank you. It's Glenn again. You brought up the issue of the fellowship program. As everyone may or may not know, the fellowship program took suggestions, and there were some revisions on the fellowship program. If I'm correct, in the history, Europe, like North America, were not eligible for the fellowship program, but it's been a revised program, and I'm assuming people in Europe can now apply for the fellowship program, which will give more opportunities as well for people in the community to actually be potential members. Janice is on the line. Am I correct on that, Janice? Is there anything you want to say?
Hi, Janice Dimmelang for the record. Thanks, Glenn. And might I say you're running a great meeting. The fellows have not yet been announced. I actually received a couple comments, so I just wanted to clarify the date has changed twice on the website. We're now looking at the 19th, I want to be very transparent about this. This is due to the new application system based on the public comment. We changed some questions. We changed the country availability. And so we've been working with our selection committee. They've had to work really hard this time because we changed the scoring criteria and on the back end, how that works with our IT team. So it's been a bit of a challenge, and everybody's being a trooper, but we're ready to announce. We're hoping to do that on Monday, which is the date that's reflected now on the website. We just updated it last night. The representation for Europe and Eastern Europe, I can tell you, is very good from the selection that Sarah and I have produced. We also had 7 individuals apply from North America. We actually had 8 individuals apply for Hyderabad from North America because it was open throughout the review process of the program to everyone. The issue we are having with the North American applicants is that people with citizenship in North America but actually living and working in other regions were applying as North America, and so that's something that we're working on to not have happen next time, because we want to have the people, now that it's open to everybody, you don't have to, you know, play around to say, okay, I want to apply, so I'm going to say I'm from this country or hold a citizenship. It's open to everybody, and we want to make sure that the engagement stays in the region, so that someone from the Netherlands, per se, who had a U.S. passport and applied as North American, we are actually taking that person and putting them back into the regional pool for this meeting where they belong, to be with Jean-Jacques and Gabby and Adam, and with Urela, with Wolf and the Urela team. So we're very cognizant of some of the challenges that that occur because of all the changes in the country list, and we're making the corrections along the way here. The fellowship is, as you mentioned, Glenn, is very closely aligned with At Large, as it should be with all the communities in the multi-stakeholder model. The Hyderabad meeting, I understand, not having been there, had its own set of challenges, trying to fit all of the sessions in. It's the first time we try to run a meeting C, and I've talked to Sally at length about some things that she's talked with the meetings team, with the community on feedback. So I think, you know, we've had a great learning year with meeting A, B, and C this year, and, you know, what the community needs to have at the meetings, and somehow what happens when there's so many sessions. And I like the comment I heard earlier about outreach versus policy making and working on the important issues when you have everyone face to face. And that's why I asked about the Moroccan statistics. So I mean, you want to put your efforts in the right place at the right time. And so when you have a program like CROP, I think you'd want to think now going into the SOAC special request for FY18, thinking of more things that you can do and put in requests for that are about outreach and about engagement, which I see as two different things, right? Outreach and getting out to those beyond the doors of ICANN and who come to the ICANN meeting, and then engagement, things like the leadership development, the working group training, those things that are going to keep the people that have started to come to the ICANN meetings and started to come to At Large better engaged and feeling like they are, you know, part of the program. But, At Large has been consistently trying to do an excellent job at outreach and engagement. So I think the continued focus on knowing where your audience is and what the focus is at an ICANN meeting versus outside of it, including the IGF, and how to capitalize on that. Again, really good conversation. I think you guys keep going that direction and count on us for the next gen and for the fellowship to work with you at the meeting so that you get good exposure and good connection. Thank you.
It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. I think that Glenn mentioned that I was next in the private chat over to me. I'm not quite sure whether he's able to pass over to me, but thanks very much for this. It's very helpful to hear what's going on. Of course, I meant the next gen, not the fellowship, but I really do look forward to seeing the list of the fellowship and to be able to work with them. I've met several people in at the IGF who have told me they have applied for the fellowship, so I look forward to see whether they were selected or not. But that means that we're not just starting with brand new people, but with people who I've already met before and certainly have spoken to them about at large. And I look forward to seeing them take a bigger role in our community. When it comes down to the next gen, which is what I was thinking about, that's what I said, we should also really be targeting them. And I look forward to that. As far as the crop is concerned, we have had, when I say we, the Urala board has had various discussions. And in fact, I think we've even had the discussions with all the ALSs during our monthly meeting at readdressing our crop policy. So far, what we were doing was to take people from underserved regions in Europe and send them over to Eurodig. We might still have one or two in that type of travel, but we certainly are trying to identify other locations to go to be able to spread the good word and perform outreach over there. If you are aware, and Janice, I'm speaking to you specifically here, if you are aware of any potential other venues that we could participate in and that we could use crop on, that would be really, really helpful for us, because we've had trouble identifying locations that have a wide enough appeal that also have events that take place in English and that would therefore have the right type of people who would be interested in ICANN matters. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Olivier. Anyone else have a question for or comment on Olivier's or Janice's comments?
Oh, just Glenn, if yep. I could just one more thing. Yeah, sorry for coming back. It just came back to my head. Olivier Clapin-Ablon speaking again. We also have another discussion with some of our new at-large structures in Austria who happen to be Association of Computing Professionals. And they are looking at, it's the Computer Association. So it's not an Internet Society chapter. It's something slightly different, but it also has a strong end-user component. And I'm working with Eric Reichhofer on this to try and spread the word with their associations as well. So we might actually have more competing associations also joining in our region. And that's something which you might wish to look at in your own region as well. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Glenn, for the record again, Olivier talked about an MOU. Many of the regions have MOUs, and some of them are with the, as he said, with RIPE, and Norello has one with Aaron, and others have various different MOUs. Now, this is important because it's A, for sponsorship on some of the outreach and engagement events, but I'd like to point out that Sandra did a superb job in terms of promoting Eurodig. They had a booth, but they also did two really good receptions. So in terms of outreach, Eurodig was front and center in terms of promotion, and obviously Eurodig is extremely important in terms of internet governance and coalescing the community. And next year it's going to be in Estonia, and I think it's 10 years if I'm correct. Sandra did a superb job, and I don't know if she was sponsored at this event, but she was another at-large person that was at the event. So before I turn to Isaac, Olivier, I know you were not on the call, but is there any general comments about at-large at the IGF that you wanted to mention? We did talk about it briefly when you were not on the call. Just very, very briefly, if you can just say a couple of minutes, I'll give you the opportunity.
Thanks, Glenn. Olivier Clapin-Ablon speaking. I indeed had a look at the ICANN booth in Guadalajara, and I was quite disappointed not to find any at-large brochures, nor any Lacrallo brochures, nor, in fact, brochures from any Rallos. And when I did ask about them from the people that were there, I was told that they didn't know. Perhaps it was in boxes behind the stand. Perhaps it wasn't. They were a bit confused on this. I followed up with Mandy Carver, who apparently is in charge of this, and she is investigating at the moment. And I'll come back to you when we have more information on whether they were supposed to be brochures or whether those got lost. And it is possible, by the way, with the amount of boxes that were delivered at the IGF for the different stands, that some do get lost. In fact, on the third day, I did see some UPS or whatever it was, stacks of boxes in front, and they were a little bit sort of orphan boxes, not quite knowing which stand they were supposed to go to. It's, you know, logistics sometimes fail everyone. But anyway, as soon as I have some information, I'll get back to you guys.
Thank you. I'd like to also turn to, before Isaac, just any other outreach efforts by our community. Maureen or Satish, if you have voice, if you can talk about, because we're going to have another ICANN meeting in your part of the world in the fall, and I don't see Daniel to talk about the Joburg effort. So Satish or Maureen, is there any outreach from going into 2017 you'd like to share? And if you can just put your hand up so I can see, or just speak up if you're on a Digo. Okay, so we have Satish. He says you're planning a Hyderabad-style outreach for ICANN 60. So, and again, you know, it's been tradition to have showcases. I'm not being critical on showcases. We have to ask ourselves, are we getting the results that we expect? How much effort is put into showcases? Is that the only effort we're doing for outreach and engagement? So these are things as Rallos we need to start thinking about. So I could share with you, since Satish and Maureen don't have audio, one of the big efforts that we're going to have with Rallo, and 1 second, I'll get you in 1 minute, we're going to be doing our General Assembly, and we're doing it in tandem with the Aaron session in New Orleans in April. So we're doing a lot of serious planning. We're using Trilio. We have subcommittees that are working together, and we've asked Goran to be our guest speaker at the morning on the Wednesday. But we are meeting, huddling each of the days in orientation with Aaron. So we're going to have capacity building with our rail, but outreach and engagement to the Aaron community as well. So we're hoping to get a really bang for the buck in terms of outreach and engagement, and we're going to have lots of orientation prior to the effort. So one of the things our outreach and engagement has set out to do, prior to going to the Aaron meeting, we're going to have special mandatory sessions done by the outreach people at Aaron to educate our membership on what Aaron is. Now, Aaron is one of the RARs. Each of your regions have an RAR, but I'm not sure on how much people know what those are. So one of the things we'll have series of mandatory sessions we'll have to attend prior. So that's just what one of the events we're going to be doing in 2017. I'm going to turn to Olivia. You got your hand up?
Thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. Just to mention the showcases, and you might have seen recently some discussions on social media and wrongful accusations that our community is just good for going to parties and doing things like this. One of the concerns that I've had is that in some cases it's been thought by many people that the showcases are paid for by ICANN. Now, for the most of them, they actually are sponsored by external sponsors that we managed to find. In fact, well, the more lavish ones, should I say, are like that. And I'm not sure whether we should change our showcases or whether we should make it clear that we've got sponsors that sponsor our showcases or something. But there certainly is some communication that we probably need to address. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. If there's no other comments, I want to ask Isaac, because time is running out. I can't believe we actually only sucked away this hour of our life, but we did. Isaac, would you mind talking about the onboarding? and it's not going to be 25 minutes. It's going to be 5 or 6 minutes. Just waiting for Isaac to be connected. Yazim, is Isaac on a Deagle as well? Is he getting his voice connection? Isaac, can you please respond?
Hi, Glenn. This is Ishim. I'm just checking if Isaac is on the phone bridge.
Sorry, Isaac. I do not hear you unless other people are, but I see your question in the chat. Okay, Isaac, please speak up. Okay. Looks like we've tried twice. I think that's about the best we can on this onboarding issue, unless Isaac suddenly appears by magic. No, I don't think Isaac is appearing. Is there any other comments on outreach initiatives? And I think we need to have clearly a table on our wiki on all the efforts that everybody is doing. I have a question. Adam.
Hello?
Hi, Renata.
Hi, I just wanted to give an announcement.
Okay.
There will be an event on trade and internet on Washington in the 13th of January. And I'll be participating in this event. And I would like to invite the at-large community. And also I think it's a good idea to start thinking about outreach in events that discuss trade and digital economy, because this is a very emerging issue, very important issue, and it would be very interesting to think about it in terms of outreach. Also, Glenn, if you could tell me more about the RN Fellowship, what it's about, I can pass the information along to other folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron's jurisdiction includes a number of the Caribbean islands, not the Spanish-speaking islands, except the U.S. territory, Puerto Rico. So on many of those locations, which are part of La Corello, actually qualify for one of the 5 fellowships, and like Bartlett has attended before, I remember, but there's 5 available. I think Jason Hines has taken advantage of it as well, so have I. Many of us in Norello have gone. Alfredo, who's on the call, has been as well. So, yeah, there's 5. I will send you, Renata, the Alberto and the link to the fellowship program. So the fellowship, first of all, they've expanded the number of fellowships, and second of all, if you've been a fellow before, you can apply again. So it's a great opportunity to participate. And as a La Corello member, and if you do get the fellowship, you're more than welcome to attend our General Assembly if you choose. Thank you. Okay, Isaac is typing again, and he disappeared again. I take it Isaac is not going to join us. So,
hello.
Time is getting close to the end, but I think, Renata, is there another comment, or is that an old hand? I guess it's an old hand. Any other comments from anybody? Any last words? Isaac, if you can hear me, we're going to table your presentation with Baran and Dev on the next call, whenever that Dev is going to join us. So if that's it from everyone, we will actually talk more about the other tangible efforts that we'll do at the ICANN events as well for 2017 and planning. Please put your events into the team-up calendar, which we've posted already. And I thank you all for joining us today, and we will chat the next time. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Is now adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.